vaguely remember that. Or Jezball.
Yeah, beg pardon?
Jezball.
Oh, okay.
Adam.
Did you ever play
Blabo?
Yeah.
Blabo. That sounds really familiar.
It was like one of the ghosts from Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Like that shape, but you were a yellow guy and you had to push things out of your way to gobble up the treasure chests. And there were like 25 levels. It was for Mac.
Trump card. Snood.
Yes.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. So now is a good time to start episode 112. So, Mayanna, Dave, thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
Mayanna, thank you for waving on a podcast.
Audio wave.
Wave file. That was actually perfect.
How much have you had to drink?
Yeah.
I'm
only like through 3/4 of a glass.
Wait.
Bottle.
That's your second glass.
Oh, I don't know then.
I would say you're about...
over half.
Either way, I will wave on podcast.
Two-thirds, maybe? Yeah, two-thirds through the bottle? But we've missed a couple big things, kind of, since we've missed 2 weeks, because one Tuesday was Christmas, and then the next Tuesday was New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year!
It was Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve were Tuesdays, and we thought, screw that, we're taking time off.
Holiday break, yes.
Happy New Year all the same!
Woohoo!
2014!
But there is some news that has happened recently. One thing, which you can check out as a mic check, is there was a massive Netflix purge that a lot of people were talking about that lost 90-ish movies. And I was hoping that there'd be some sort of association to it of, oh, these were all Miramax, so now they're gone. But there didn't really seem to be one.
It was a random cleansing.
Well, I imagine it's like a contract ran up, but I wonder who held ownership to all of that in one go, because it's not like it's all classic or it's all modern. Mm-hmm. It's just like somebody just like started throwing darts at movie names, like, I want to own that one and that one and that one and that one and Troll 2, but not Troll 1.
Some guy named Steve, and the guys at Netflix were like, screw you, Steve, we don't want your movies anymore.
Kanicki.
Well, what was funny is that, like, CNN, when it first came out, remember their homepage said that they were cutting classic movies, but in reading that list,
there were like four or five classic movies.
Others I would not consider classic. I mean, Scary Movie,
classic in terms of maybe recognizable based on the breadth of the series itself, but not classic in terms of like Roman Holiday.
I would say there were some old ones or older ones.
I mean, better example would be Stop or My Mother Will Shoot.
90s or maybe 80s classic.
Don't do it, Ma.
But in referencing those, a couple things have been added to Netflix to make up for it. None of them worth it at all, but still, they're there.
Troll 1?
No, Jack Reacher.
Oh, okay.
Which I heard was kind of like a clusterfuck of action.
Mm-hmm.
American Psycho with Christian Bale.
Oh, right on.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
So... very iconic movie. Dexter seasons 5 through 8 are now up.
Oh.
So something that's a little more.
What about 1 through 4?
They went up on Halloween, actually. So now, one through eight should be on Netflix at once.
Huh.
The Talented Mr. Ripley, which frequents
Matt Damon on
Movie Bluff from time to time.
Yeah.
Matt Damon, Gwyneth Paltrow, Jude Law. Though I only remember the end of that
Aren't
movie.
Aren't they on a boat at some point?
It's vacationing, so they're on a boat, they're on a train, they're on
an island.
I just remember the yacht.
Yeah.
They use modes of transportation.
Yes. Drinking Buddies from 2013, Olivia Wilde, Jake Johnson, and Kendrick and Ron Livingston. I remember seeing a couple trailers for this, but... rom-com, friends who hook up eventually kind of thing. And then Hulu has Spaceballs now.
Yes.
They have Secret of NIMH, which just left Netflix.
Netflix.
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
They got the Bluth.
Yeah.
Do they have Rockadoodle?
No. I think Rockadoodle's still on Netflix. Should still be on Netflix, because I remember watching that in full, and that was...
Or in our DVD case.
Yeah, again.
Yeah.
But now also on Hulu, Community in full, like they have every episode, every season. Dracula, which I guess is newish.
Oh, I watched that on around Halloween on Netflix, actually. The
TV show?
Oh, not that one. No.
No, not a TV show. But yeah, so new content that's news-ish, Lee.
Cool.
Something that could be an interesting website for people to check out is Nicolas Cage Netflix Roulette.
Oh, no.
So there used to be a site. It's, I think, like Uncage Your List, which is what they've renamed the streaming part of Netflix. If you put anything on a list, it's your list. It's Cage Your Cue was what it used to be called. But now it's called NicolasCageRoulette.com. And there are two options. One is all movies, and then just action movies. So you could watch any Nicolas Cage available streaming on Netflix movie. It'll just kind of bring Pick you to one of those pages. And like, and now we're going to watch Nicolas Cage. And that's it.
Boom. Has anybody done that for the 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
That would be pretty awesome.
Wait, just to explain. I'm intrigued, but I don't follow.
Well, the same concept, but using the rules for the game.
Well, I know there's a site out there where you can type in a name or two names, and it will actually map out on IMDb using their protocol how to tie them.
Well, Google did that. If you type in somebody's name and then bacon number on Google, the first result...
Well, it'll tell you the bacon number, but you can also do...
No, like, but it links to the IMDb, and it tells you how they go.
Yeah, but there's also another university site that you don't have to use Kevin Bacon. You can use two random people and like link Groucho Marx to Faye Dunaway. Or, it gives you that link of this person to this person, that person again to this person, to this person. It plays it out for you fairly well, but it's this is just for Netflix films that include Nicolas Cage.
Well, I guess it could be interesting if you could do your Netflix queue and select what bacon number you wanted, and it would only display the movies.
Bacon number 5.
Though I believe that there was a study released that showed that Netflix describes movies in enough adjectives that ranks in the tens of thousands, I believe. Like, they use that many different adjectives to try to describe movies in order to filter out what you like versus what you don't like. It's like 57,000, I think.
Huh.
And now I need to find this information. But that, realistically, there was no news other than the Purge, an introduction to new stuff. Well, a trailer was released for House of Cards 2, but that's just more of a teaser leading up to Valentine's Day, which still seems like the weirdest
release date for that.
Yeah.
It's like, you're alone and lonely. Got something for you to watch.
Do you have nothing better to do tonight? Well, guess what? We got you covered.
Well, this week was CES.
Huh. Yeah, though.
And Sony came out and did their presentation today, I think, or yesterday. So Monday or Tuesday. And they are exploring doing their own streaming video on demand. Using some of the technology that Intel worked on, but then dropped after spending millions of dollars doing it.
Who is this? Sorry?
Sony,
which they also own a portion of Vudu, which is... another video on demand service where sometimes you'll buy a Blu-ray or a DVD and it says, you know, go use this code. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, you'll get it from iTunes. You'll get an Apple credit for the respective movie, and then you'll have a digital copy with your physical. But most Sony films, I think Paramount, somebody else, offers Vudu exclusive code, so you can download it from there. And Walmart has partnered with them, and Target has partnered with them, and I think somebody else has as well, where you can basically just get digital copies of movies one way or another.
Yep. And so that was announced. With the PS4, they are exiting the beta stage for digital downloads of PS1 through 3 games.
What?
To your PS4.
I still wonder what the price tag on some of those things would be, where would you pay the same for a PS1 game versus 3?
Oh, they won't price it
on the place
that way.
On the PlayStation Network right now, you can download like Spyro and Crash Bandicoot, I think, for like $4.99, whereas like some of the PS2 games I think are like $14 or somewhere around there.
Yeah, I would expect that kind of pricing scale. Where, I mean,
it's not bad.
Pretty cheap. The only game that immediately springs to mind for me there is SSX 3.
Oh, jeez.
Which was amazing because you could basically go, the courses were all part of the same mountain, and you could take, you could go from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the mountain and just go straight down the track for like a half hour without stopping. It was amazing. And you could branch off into any of the courses too.
Yeah.
To answer my own question from before, Netflix has 76,997 ways to describe types of movies.
Wow.
Good gravy.
Wow.
So that's the really algorithms impressive. Are active, and
the thesaurus works, people.
I guess so.
Then why don't I feel like watching any of the things in my top 10 list?
Well, you might be working yourself into a groove of sorts where you're only watching stuff that you have seen before. Or they're just not adding new content that would actually add to a list for you. Like, you've gone around the planet a couple times in terms of things that you actually want to watch. Yeah. So it's kind of either you can watch something that you know that you like that's available, or you can break out of the mold that is you at this point and then, you know, grab a couple new titles, but then, you know, they're not exactly on par with what you're looking for, so you'll have to really expand your palette at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, and what I found with Netflix when I was on it, and then Goodreads, which uses a similar algorithm but to recommend books, is kind of what Dan was saying, that if you find yourself in a groove of watching a particular genre or style of filmmaking, so like if you got into watching documentaries one day, whether for your own volition or for work or something, it then suddenly starts to move those things up higher in your queue. Or recommendations that you must really like documentaries because you just binged on it. But you may not actually want to stay in that binge, but it doesn't know how to...
It doesn't know how to shift
gears
and
try something else.
I do got to say, though, the funny thing with the algorithm that they run on Netflix, like I watched a couple episodes of Doctor Who on there in my time out west, and all of a sudden it was like, medical documentaries and the Isle of Dr. Moreau, and it's like, wait, no, these aren't similar, they just have doctor in the title. You're going the wrong way, Netflix. You're going the wrong way.
He's not really a doctor.
Yeah.
I got the same problem with basically BBC content.
Yep.
But it's not like they did modern BBC content, like they weren't saying, oh, maybe you should check out Sherlock. It was old, outdated BBC I've never heard of before, because they just did a big purchase of a lot of BBC stuff just to widen their library. So it's like, oh, you like English, you must like everything English.
Pip pip cheerio, mother.
All the British things.
Yes.
All of them.
You'll laugh,
them.
You'll cry, but you won't know why.
Dry humor.
Boom.
Dry humor.
So the only other thing from the Sony
and Mr. Bean
demonstration at CES. They,
when you said demonstration, I just imagined people just getting up on stage with picket signs saying, we have new stuff
that are playing
to us. Bongos.
They have I believe it is a projector that can simulate any image. It has like 4,000 pixels or 4 million pixels. I don't know what number. I was at work when I read this.
Many a pixel
that you could then turn any wall or surface into a new image.
So Fahrenheit 451.
I was thinking style? That, or in like the Hunger Games when they go to the Capitol and she changes the wall to look like nature.
Oh yeah.
I have no concept of that because I've stayed away from that one for my respect to Battle Royale.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. So go with 451.
There we go. Just walls of image.
Yes, that can be live streaming or...
That would be horrifying. I'm just picturing on this wall. Of course, my mind immediately went to the worst thing that you could do, which would be live streaming of chat roulette. So it's just anything all the time, anything. And it's just like, oh, hey, look. There's a dick. And on my wall. And why can't I find that remote fast enough to change it? And there's a dick on my wall, but...
Dick wall.
Dick
brought
wall.
To you by Sony. I can see the fall launch now.
Oh, and that Sony does not want to release mediocre products that they have vowed to push themselves and perhaps not release things right away.
So there'll be a dick wall beta? Is this what you were saying?
I guess.
Dick wall beta. I mean, who can really say that in any capacity? It's just like, well, we don't want to release... Who wants to release bad products other than
Microsoft?
People, well,
who's
I
willing?
I don't think their goal is to do that,
who's,
though.
It's yeah, who's like, willing to come out and go, hey, we got this awesome new mediocre product that's coming out?
But it might
it's
be good
shit
one day.
Sometimes.
Because, I mean, there are also those products that are put out there to undercut the competition just because it's either out there first or it's out there with...
Like Sparkle Brand paper towel.
Comparable features of some sorts, like... It's almost HD or something. Well, you know, something
I like the Chinese knockoffs of Apple products.
Basically.
Yeah. Well, I bring up the Sparkle brand because they're like, do you need a paper towel that can lift an anvil? No, these are good enough. And that's like their ad campaign.
Kind of right like the dollar razors.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, but yeah, okay.
Well, and then they were talking about the enjoyment of like the GoPro camera.
Oh, yeah.
And because they had the Breaking Bad director or somebody from Breaking Bad on with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, I believe, a Sony Pictures.
It's part of it.
Yeah. And they were talking about how they appreciate the new technology, and while they try not to damage their camera, if it comes down to breaking a $300 camera or one of the nice big fancy ones, they will break the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Which is understandable, but then Dave and I went and saw The Hobbit.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And
the barrel escape.
When yep. you are using the new frame rate camera that makes everything look a little too trippy and...
48 yeah. frames per like second?
The Red Epic.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, then a and GoPro camera.
Yeah.
It, a little bit jarring.
You notice yeah. it.
Well, and a the lot. GoPro on its own, you wouldn't notice...
Right.
But contrasted to something at double the frame rate.
Right.
It looks horrible, and you're going, Peter Jackson, just accept the cost of that camera and use it the whole time.
You'll get the funding, Peter Jackson.
Or just don't use that footage. I mean, we get it. They're in barrels, they're
in
going
the
down
water.
A river, and there are rapids. You don't need water splashing on the camera for me to get the impression of what it's like to be in one of those barrels.
Which, I'm sorry, but the only thing that I thought when they threw that footage in there was, I just picture Peter Jackson sitting behind the camera going, this is extreme, right? We're extreme now.
Well, I don't think that'd be Peter Jackson. I think that'd be like
Director
a producer.
Of photography.
No, like a producer from Sony or a representative of some sort. Like, okay, we need the obligatory, this has to be in 3D. This needs to be immersive moment where, like, you see it in a lot of CGI movies and like any Pixar, DreamWorks, anything, there's that moment and a half where it's that virtual roller coaster all over again. Mm-hmm. Whereas you see the motion, something flies by, and it cuts away very quickly. But if you're in the theater for 3D, it's that one added bonus. Mm-hmm. But for here, it's a jarring barrel ride.
Well, and we didn't see the 3D, so I can't judge, you know, if that was used for any 3D effect, but it was horribly distracting.
We did, and it didn't really add anything. It was so jarring. It was like, oh, here's a home movie of me whitewater rafting in the middle of The Hobbit, just kind of spliced in a la Fight Club.
It's like when my dad taped over my brother's ultrasound with the Terminator.
Best ultrasound
he
ever.
Seriously did, and my mom's still upset 21 years later. My brother is the Terminator.
I'm just picturing, oh, look. Dun, 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 dun.
I'll be back.
Your brother's ultrasound looks incredibly like Arnold Schwarzenegger, butt naked.
High production rates for that ultrasound.
What did he say before he was dropped into the molten metal? He was like, be good, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and he puts the thumbs up out of the molten metal.
Yeah.
Born and died in the ultrasound.
Anyway, but memories. Yeah.
Tangent,
it was.
Sorry.
Though it could be one of those things where it's coming from the perspective of we are the generation that has started with 3D, much like how we're the generation that started with video games and all these other things, where we look for the cracks and flaws because we're aware of them because we've been without it and we've transitioned into it.
We've been there. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe an effect like that could be something that is lost on future generations, like even something as far as the colorization of film, where when people saw that transition, they're like, that's not what that would actually look like. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody's calling shenanigans on that level, we're doing that now for a modern perspective.
Yeah. Well, speaking of colorization, though, there was a really distinct, like, with The Hobbit, a lot of the colors are really well saturated. Mm-hmm.
And I remember
the GoPro footage, it was...
It's not...
Yeah, you really could see the difference.
Yeah, because I remember they did a behind the scenes where they're in the trippy forest.
Yeah,
and like
yeah,
there was just like a I wouldn't say a standard def camera, but they were doing an interview right in front of that actual set, and it still looked kind of trippy.
Yeah, so, it was like Wizard of Oz colors because they had to paint it like that because the red camera has like a red shift.
It's basically it's making it ready for a Technicolor jump that's
right.
being taken in a different way.
Right.
So when you look at it, instead of having the funny thing is you're getting high def, but at the same time it gives it a surreal feeling because it's something that looks like you could reach out and touch it.
Hmm.
It's picking up a realistic texture as opposed to where at a lower frame rate you kind of get that fuzz that breaks the barrier where it more so feels like you're separated from it as
which...
opposed to being right there getting chased around by giant fucking spiders, which is terrifying. Just putting that out there, sorry.
I mean, I'm torn. I think
no spoilers, read the book.
I've heard that people who wear glasses tend to have less satisfaction with the new frame rate,
mm-hmm.
which I would agree with as a glasses wearer.
Why is that?
It's how your eyeballs can
adjust
it's to a it. Frame around another frame, essentially, isn't it? Where
I don't quite know the technology of why it bothers
no,
people.
I mean the frame of
yeah.
your glasses
science.
Creating another, like a barrier, essentially.
A filter. Yeah.
Well, and
filter would be good for it.
But it makes the higher frame rate just look too smooth, and so therefore nothing ever really gets in focus.
Kind of like how 3D motion, where if you have that 3D view, you have the glasses on, and you see things pass by in kind of a panning sense, mm-hmm. where you can see that it's 3D, but you can't see the actual detail of everything because everything's flying by so fast.
Yeah, your eye doesn't adjust properly.
That's the one.
The same rate.
Yeah.
That's the one.
And so, on one hand, I always hesitate when, you know, all these movies and TV shows are coming out, and I'm now in extra super high def. I'm going, can't we go back to, like, what would be considered fuzzy now, where people don't look separated from their background, or...
I always think of we watched White Christmas at your house on your dad's big high def setup, and it had auto-adjusted the frame rate. So it did one of those panning shots, and all of a sudden you were like tripping balls in the Holiday Inn because you're just like, what's going on? Why can't I tell what's going on? Because it was speeding it up, so it was moving faster, and it was, you know, everything was so crystal clear when it shouldn't be at that recording,
right.
Because the camera can or the TV can only adjust so much, so your autocorrect isn't correcting at that point. It's actually causing errors in what the eye is supposed to see, so it seems unnatural.
As a counterpoint to that, panning has always been kind of a, I would guess, sort of a challenging thing to do with conventional 30 frame per second film cameras, because it can look very jumpy, and it can be hard to pick out things. At least I remember specifically, like in How to Train Your Dragon, where there was a time when there was a pan, and with the frame rate, it was really hard to, you know, just even look at the image, because mm-hmm. it was like you were seeing double of things. And
yeah, that was the entire Hobbit for me.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, it was a great story, but I'm going, I just wanted to close my eyes at certain points.
Yeah. But especially with movies like this that are computer generated, it's nice actually that they're switching over to digital projectors and higher frame rates, because when you see those pans, you can, for me at least, it's much easier to pick out everything.
Oh, for sure. There's definitely benefits to it, but it seems like the problem comes when you're applying this new technology to old methods.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, because the, you know, classic movies and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah. That's...
They weren't made to be
shown
in the high frame rate with, you know, 60
frames
per second.
They thought the movies would be beamed right into our minds at this point.
Well, soon it will with that projector wall.
Penises
wall.
Everywhere. But that's
Dick
a
wall
good time
by Sony.
For us to actually take a break.
Yeah.
Come back in a moment.
On
and
that
then we'll,
note.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to.
This game brought to you by
Dick Wall. By Sony.
It's the wall with a dick.
Make
realistically,
believe.
If you're going to have a dick on a wall, you might as well go Sony. But we'll be right
back. Sponsor us.
Come on, Samsung. Okay. Hey guys, this is Dan. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Buffering Podcast, episode 112, which Adam and I taped on January 7th, 2014, in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Happy New Year's to everyone. We're back after 2 weeks off. It's nice
vacation.
Ugh, still getting used to everything, but excited to be part of 2014 and see what happens with the podcast and everything evolving, as we've changed so much with 112 episodes so far in the bag. So, a couple things that we need to plug before we get into the game portion. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find photos of all of the guests that Adam and I have on, you know, bonus tracks. We have a lot of bonus tracks this week. Definitely check out all the bonus tracks at bufferingpodcast.com for this week's episode, plus other episodes, and we also write articles and stuff like that, so definitely check it out, bufferingpodcast.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook, it's facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. Twitter, we are at bufferpodcast. And if you follow or subscribe or do any of that stuff, you'll get information about the website, upcoming guests, photos, teasers, release information. So follow us, like us. Thank you very much. Let's see. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering Podcast, my name, Adam's name, or any of our guests' names. You can also find us on Stitcher.com or Stitcher Smart Radio by going to your app store and downloading the Stitcher app. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. I think that's everything, so thank you very much for listening to episode 112, and we will see everyone next week. But for now... Oh, sorry. For now... enjoy the show.
So I do that a lot at work sometimes.
That sounds about the same.
Are we gonna play a game?
What?
Are we gonna play a game?
We're gonna play a game.
We probably should.
Speaking of games.
Do we want to do a practice round of Build a Title to get everybody comfortable, or do we just want to dive in?
I think we're ready to jump
dive
in.
Dive.
We know things.
This isn't our first rodeo.
Well,
because the answer is yes.
It's true.
Roping, riding rodeos.
Okay.
No roping.
Well, then let me get the clock started here. Okay. So I don't know if anyone has a good starter, two words minimum.
To kill a mockingbird.
Bird. To. Well, okay. I mean, you could say like Rambo 2, Kill a Mockingbird, or
Gremlins 2.
Of you, well, do we drop the 2, or does it have to stay?
It has to stay.
So then it becomes Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, because then it'd have to be, because 2 is, it's not like 2 as in like numeric 2.
How about The Beast with 1,000 Backs? It was a Futurama movie. It was the movies when they didn't have the season. So
then
going.
Could I do Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, I see. You're starting a new one. I thought you were trying to build it off of Kill a Mockingbird.
I was just trying to
make any damn sense.
Yeah.
Wait, do I have to work from the front to the back on this one?
Either way. It's really just kind of a free form collaborative rather than competitive. We're going to go for the best that we can create.
Okay.
So. Oh, okay. I have one that might be a good starter, despite the fact that it seems kind of aggressive. Love in the Time of Cholera allows us to end with love or begin with raw.
Love in the Time of Cholera Radio.
What?
Radio.
Love in the Time of Cholera Radio. Cholera-idio. Raw. It's more of a raw. Cholera. Maybe it isn't a good starter. I thought maybe love would be an easy ender, but most of the ones I can think of, I mean, Love Actually is the first one I thought of. How about this? I have a good challenge for us. This will actually be where we start shortly. We have 96 movies to choose from.
Ooh.
For our starter.
Aha.
Ooh.
To tie in to...
Troll 2.
Really?
Scary movie?
I feel like we could do something that has some...
Roman Holiday.
I mean, Rome...
Holiday Inn.
Roman Holiday Inn. I would take it. Roman Holiday Inn.
Roman Holiday in times of in the time of dinosaurs.
Okay.
Row. Something ends in row. So Roman Holiday in the time in the time of
dinosaurs. It's the one new one. It's kind of crappy. But talking dinosaurs that look really strangely realistic.
Oh, okay, got it. Because when he said dinosaurs, the first thing I thought of was We're Back.
Oh.
And that was, I mean, worst looking dinosaurs, but still.
Indeed.
I thought it was We're Back at Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Okay, so Roman Holiday in the Time of Dinosaurs. So, Rome. In Rome.
There you go.
In Rome.
In Roman Holiday in the Time of Dinosaurs. So in. No, that's Bates Motel. That's not even close. I thought of a hotel, and I thought of Zach, and...
Let the right one in.
There you go.
Let. Or... Alternatively, just for fun, what's the new Keanu? Is it 47?
47 Ronin.
47 Ronin, so four.
Which is terrible.
Because the only reason why I would bring that up is because I thought of I Am Number 4.
Yeah.
So I Am Number 47 Ronin in...
The Holiday Inn.
Ronin...
In Rome.
Yeah.
Roman. There's a lot of ins going on right here. So, I am number 47 Rome in Roman Holiday in the Time of Dinosaurs.
Nice.
So dinosaurs or I?
Yes. Or Soars. Oars. Oars.
Star Wars?
No.
Orson Welles? Pie.
Golden Eye.
I like that better.
Golden. Or dinosaurs. Golden dinosaurs.
So it's...
Wow. Golden I am number 47, Roman
holiday in the time of dinosaurs.
Beautiful. We're off to a good start.
Yes.
I feel good about this one. It's a twister.
Yes.
Okay, so we have to build off of golden.
Or dinosaurs.
Or dinosaurs.
Or go.
Or go. Or soars or oars or...
Go. I mean, there's Osors. Go, but...
Fargo.
Fargo. Fargo. Yeah.
Katie contributes with Fargo. No, that's far and away. A bridge too far.
Too far, yep. Yeah.
Mm.
So bridge would be what we'd use for that. So bridge too far.
Go.
Golden.
I
am number 47, Ronin Rome in holiday in
the time of dinosaurs.
Wow, that's a fucking tongue twister if I've ever heard
so,
one.
So now we have far and say it again. Source.
Say it again.
Ors.
Ooh, could we do Ors. Aladdin, The Return of Jafar?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Aladdin in the Return of Jafar.
I'd like to buzz in, please.
Okay.
Terminal Aladdin, the terminal. So okay. Terminal Aladdin to Return of Jafar.
Go.
Oh, okay. So
then,
golden.
I am number 47. Ronin.
Rome.
Min holiday in the time of dinosaurs.
Time of the dinosaurs.
So we have now. Ter, or terminal.
Term.
And dinosaurs.
Term. Ter. Something that ends in monster. Monster terminal. I don't know if anyone else can work off of this.
Little monster terminals. Oh, no, that's a monster.
Or just something term. Just what, like a political movie about a term.
Well, Terms of Endearment was the first one I thought of, but it's flip-flop.
Terminal Velocity, damn it.
No.
Terminator.
Ooh, could we do Sorcerer's Stone for the end?
Yeah. Mm, that's a subtitle though.
Sorcerer's
Apprentice.
Yeah.
For the
short from.
It's a short.
You're thinking of the short.
And it
in
includes.
Fantasia.
Yeah.
Wait. But what about Sorcerer's Apprentice as in the Nick Cage?
Yep.
Ah.
Either way.
That works too. I forgot that was a movie. Wow.
Okay, so now we have. Terminal Aladdin to the Return of Jafar. Golden Eye.
I'm number 47. Ronin.
Rome.
Roman.
Holiday. In the time of dinosaurs.
Dinosaur's apprentice. Tis.
Only a flesh wound.
Is. Istanbul is...
It's not Constantinople.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a killer. Apprentice.
Is still good.
Escape to which mountain? Apprentice escape to which mountain?
Fine.
To which mountain?
Mountain.
Tin.
Yeah.
Tintin. Adventures of, damn it. Tin cup.
There you go.
Okay.
Cup.
Cup of lies.
I thought you were going to go movie? Cup of Life, but yeah, that was a Ricky Martin life. Song.
Yeah, that was definitely a Ricky Martin song. Not a movie. Although his life could be.
So are we doing Cup of Lies?
Yeah. I think that's what it was called. I just remember it was one of those Saturday afternoon like war movies on Channel 9.
That's the Indian in the Cupboard.
Cup of Lies?
Yeah.
Cup of Lies.
What about Coupling?
Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it a TV show? British TV show?
I don't know.
Pretty sure it's Coupling's British.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it is a British TV show.
Well, I mean, it'd still be applicable. It's just...
Couples Therapy?
Couples Retreat.
Oh, yeah, Couples Retreat. There you go.
Treat.
Because that's the one with...
Kevin James?
No, Internship, Wedding Crashers.
Owen Wilson.
Vince Vaughn. I was going to say Matt Vaughn or Mike Vaughn. I couldn't...
Treat.
Randall Vaughn. Ricky Vaughn.
Treat.
Yeah, Couples Retreat.
Couples Retreat.
What's the starter at this point? I've actually gotten...
Terminal.
Aladdin. Aladdin.
Return of Jafar Go.
Then I... M47.
Ronin, Roman, holiday, in the time of dinosaurs.
Sorcerer's apprentice, escape from which mountain
cup? Escape to which mountain cup of lies?
Of lies.
No. Couples therapy.
Couples yeah. retreat.
Or couples.
Mountain couples
retreat. Ooh, that could be an interesting movie on its own.
Mountain Couples.
Mountain Couples Retreat.
It rocks.
Retreat. Treat. Treat.
Just like Willem Dixon.
Eat. Eat, pray, love.
Love,
eat, pray.
Love Actually.
Eat, pray, man, woman.
Eat, pray, transvestite.
Worst superhero ever.
Okay, so now.
Eat, pray, man, woman.
Pray, love, actually.
Man, woman.
Hey,
pray, love, actual, leaving Las Vegas.
Guess.
Oh. Wait, for the end of Eat, Pray, Love?
Eat,
love,
Pray, Love, actual leaving Las Vegas.
Oh, okay, okay.
Vegas.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Or, leaving Las Vegas vacation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dinner with schmucks.
Dinner for schmucks or dinner with schmucks?
With
schmucks.
Yeah, schmucks is a nowhere. So yeah. I'd say leaving Las Vegas vacation because I feel like vacation or, well, no, actually, that might actually be an equal killer.
Vacation, oh no.
Home.
I was thinking vacation on a gold golden pond.
On a golden pond?
Yes. It's a jump, but it works. You went from Fargo to Aladdin.
Thank Jafar, you thank you very much.
Jafar go.
All the same. Aladdin to Fargo.
What if Jafar, oh my God, was in Fargo?
Term.
Hey there, how's it going? I'm going to rule your palace now.
Is there a movie called
How Do You
End
Like
Term?
My Parrot?
Yeah.
Internship.
Or End.
Jesus.
Oh my
God. I still
God.
Like Vacation on Golden Pond. Vacation on Golden Ponderosa. We've been down this road before. I remember.
Yeah, but I feel like on Golden Pond is...
Vacationing? Vacationler's List. That's actually pretty good.
Now we have List.
Franz List. Limitless List.
List.
Or Term.
Listen.
Listen with your heart. Listen. Listen up.
Is that a movie?
I don't know.
Now you're just shooting out words.
Knock on the sky and listen to the sound.
Thank you, Jeff Bridges. So I watched that the other day. That movie still makes me so happy.
I like that movie.
I want the sequel just to come out.
Yeah. I could watch that again.
It's so far out.
Okay, so let's get the full here for a second, just to... What's the starter?
Terminal Aladdin.
Yeah, Terminal Aladdin 2, Return of Jafar.
Goldeneye.
Number 47, Ronin Holiday. In the Time of Dinah, Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Escape to Witch Mountain.
Mountain.
Cup.
Tin Kin Couples Retreat. A Love Actually, Vegas Vacation, the Vacation Blurred List.
You went with that and not on Golden Pond. Come on,
Vacation.
Vacation Schindler's List.
Schindler's List.
You went Terminal. Terminal Aladdin.
Terminal Aladdin.
Yeah, it works. Yeah, you don't say Aladdin, do you?
Aladdin.
Terminal Aladdin.
Aladdin. Let's go watch Aladdin.
I'm coming. Can I call
you Al?
Or Lynn? How about Laddie?
Yeah, Laddie.
Wow.
I think
list and scene.
Yeah, also my stopwatch stopped, so we're going to have to just kind of guesstimate how long this is going to go. So why don't we trim that one off just for fun? Pick up another one quick and just do another quick round.
For funsies.
Let's go back to our list of 95
on movies. Golden Pond.
No.
God damn it.
We can't do Ponderosa again, no matter what you say. Trying to pull up that list simultaneously here.
Mighty Ducks.
Might.
Robin Hood.
Bruce Almighty Ducks. Yeah. It works.
Where's my list? Damn it. I've lost it.
Session 9.
And then there's that movie.
9 to 5.
Session
9. I will actually take that. Session 9 to 5. The sesh is kind of a tough ender.
Session. Is there a movie that ends with session? What just happened? Oh.
But then you'd have to
Maybe not session.
Okay, never mind. It was a good starter. But not.
I mean, something that ends in in, but
we've kind of explored in Bruce a lot Almighty. Already.
Yeah. Bruce Almighty Ducks. We can keep going.
But you want to tilt your mic up a little? There you go. Perfect.
Where do you go with ducks?
Or Bruce. Yeah, Bruce Almighty Duck Soup.
Yeah, Duck Soup would be what I'd say with that. So, yeah, actually, yeah. Let's do Bruce. Oh.
My name is Bruce Almighty Duck Soup.
But we could do something that ends in my. So my name is Bruce Almighty Duck Soup.
Erman.
There you go.
Of
Man
Steel.
Of La Mancha.
Of Steel.
Soup. No,
that's
called Man of Steel.
That's not Superman. Superman of Steel.
Yeah, it's Superman and then Man of Steel. Okay. It's a little.
Yeah, Superman is a movie and Man of Steel is a movie.
So are we doing Superman or are we doing Superman, Man of Steel?
My name is Duck Superman.
No, it's my name is Bruce Almighty Duck Soup or Man of Steel.
Magnolias.
Aziz Ansari.
Buried Alive.
No, because it would end in Man.
Well,
because
there was Superman, then there was Man of Steel. So just Superman of Steel.
Superman
of Steel.
Yeah. So Superman, Man of Steel. Is that the full, or is it just... That's what I thought we were doing.
That's my intention. Yes.
Yeah, that there's just Superman number one, and then Man of Steel as attack on.
Yeah.
Steel Magnolias.
A Bridge Too Far.
Us Bridge Too Far.
And, or we can end in my.
Yeah, my name is Bruce.
That's actually kind of a killer, too. My. It's too short to do the M, so it has to be my.
Child of mine?
That's nope. Mine.
Ein.
Mine. But.
Mine.
No, but what's the...
My name.
Mine,
my name is... My name is
my
Bruce.
Name.
My listen name.
To, yeah, my name. Yeah, it works if you think about
is
it.
Is that also just a song or is that just a movie? Sweet, also a movie.
Sweet Child of Mine.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Guns N' Roses'
music video is really long. It's like a movie.
That's November Rain.
Which is also a movie on its own right.
Purple Rain.
If only that video were called Sweet Child of Mine and not November Rain.
Or was.
But there's got to be a movie that ends with mine.
Isn't it?
No, it's there, my.
No, listen, my
but
name
But my
is,
name. Oh. Yeah. So you could isn't incorporate
there,
the end.
There's ours and mine. Or
yours,
something
ours, and... No, yours, mine, and ours.
Oh, okay. I just remembered there was some combination there.
Yeah, it's basically the one that's competing with...
Eat, Pray, Love.
No, no. Cheaper by the Dozen. That is the same time as that, but it was two families merging rather than just...
Coal Mine?
Coal Miner's Daughter.
Oh. Isn't there one just called Coal Mine? It's a pseudo-horror flick. People get trapped in a coal mine that gets shut down. Maybe I'm thinking of a different one.
Cold Mountain. But that's not
that's
that
not Cold Mountain. This was a horror flick I watched with Oz. No, I remember it.
Steel Magnolias. As...
I don't know. I think this one might not
be very long.
And yeah. Scene.
But at the same time, we've actually have been playing for a while, so this would be a good time for plugs.
That's true.
So
we had a good run for the first one, so I am pleased. Yes.
Good enough. Mai, do you have anything coming up Friday or thereafter to plug?
Not that I can think of offhand. Am I missing anything?
No.
Are we having our snowball fight on Sunday?
Sure.
We might be having a snowball fight on Sunday.
That's good.
Location yet to be decided.
Plan accordingly, apparently.
Otherwise, I don't really have any plans upcoming this month.
I do.
Well, Dave has stuff.
But Dave has stuff.
So last Tuesday, or this previous Tuesday, which we are not recording on, The Bolt Strikes went live on sequentialinc.com, so now you can read the first six pages of Mindwave Comics' The Bolt Strikes on sequentialinc.com. It will be posting every Tuesday until we complete the first issue, so you can read the first issue of The Bolt Strikes now for free at sequentialinc.com. The Misadventures of Wonder Boy issue 1 will be going up as well within the next week or two. So take a look at that and keep on buying awesome Mindwave comic books from our website at mindwavecomics.com. Follow us on Twitter at Mindwave Comics, or follow me on Twitter at Dave Wheeler.
And both books are already done, so if you can't wait every week, you can contact Dave and buy the copy.
That's what I just said.
I know, but I'm just letting him know again. That's Adam, what are you going to do?
Repetition is good. Well... Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. January is kind of open for me. You should totally watch Disney's Robin Hood on Netflix, and you should totally watch Judo Dreams of Sushi if you haven't seen it.
Both awesome.
An excellent documentary that Katie and I just watched again. And... yeah. Sorry. So those are my two plugs I'll throw out there. And you can find me on Twitter at @ADAMARDMANN, my name. And you can find out what music I've been listening to on Last FM. My handle there is admin7. And that is all I will say for now. Dan, what do you have?
So, if people go back to our bonus track about Power Pete and Mighty Mike, if you download the Mighty Mike app, it's in Spanish, and I have no idea what I'm doing.
¿Por qué?
Oh, I figured out how to jump.
¿Por qué, Mikael?
I don't know how to move. Oh, there it is. Okay, so I'm moving. Oh, my God, it's like Mario. Holy crap.
Wall of dicks.
Son fuentes de información histórica.
Sí.
And then there's a... Okay.
That's not Power Pete.
No, it wasn't. That's weird. But I'm going to still try to play the hell out of that game, because that's going to be pretty fun. Friday or thereafter, there's nothing specific I can say that is going on that I can plug other than... No, pretty sure the British Aero Awards have wrapped up. So if you saw them, cool and kind of depressing, but everyone else, search for Guinness Sheep Herding. That was probably one of the best ads that was out there this year for the British Aero Awards. Really funny, worth the 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Other than that, I'll plug Christo's. So. I work for Christo's Greek Restaurant in Minneapolis, Minnetonka, and St. Paul. So you can go check out one of those restaurants. St. Paul, we're in the Union Depot. Beautiful location. Minneapolis, we're on Eat Street between 26th and 27th Street, right by Black Forest Inn. That's the original. And on Minnetonka, we are between Williston and Tonkawood on the frontage road next to the new medical facility that's going in. Check us out for traditional Greek food, specifically Cypriotic food, based on the fact that our owner's from Cyprus. Good food, good prices. Go team.
Christo's.
Yeah. Christo's.com, essentially. Go check that out. And you can find me on Twitter, Dan L. Whalen. And yeah. So, Dave, Mai, thank you very much for joining us for episode 112.
Yes, thank you very much for
thank
being
you
here.
For having us.
And we will see everyone next week for 113. Slightly unlucky, potentially.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, also, Community came back, and At Midnight came back. So check those out on Hulu.
Hooray! Yeah.